Bava Basra, Perek Ches, Mishneh Dalet. The Mishneh tells us, Echad HaBein V'Echad HaBas Benachla, that both the son and the daughter are involved in inheritance. Now, as we mentioned before, if there's a son, then the daughter doesn't get. However, what the Mishneh, the Gemara says the Mishneh means is that when the son inherits or when the daughter inherits, both in their respective situations, they both inherit both from the nechasim of the father, the estate of the father, or from the nechsei ha'em, or from the mother, if the mother has an estate, they both, whenever it is in their respective positions that they inherit either from the father or from the mother. And the Mishnah continues at this point and says, Ela shehabein notel pishnayim b'nechsei ha'av. However, the din that is applicable to a son, that the idea of bechor, that if you have a firstborn son, which does not apply to a firstborn girl, but that halacha of a bechor, shehabein notel pishnayim b'nechsei ha'av, he takes double portion in the nechasim of the father, however, he does not get a double portion when inheriting the mother. The idea of the double portion of the Bechor is both exclusive only to a son, and it's also exclusive to the Nechasim, the estate of the father, not the estate of the mother. Additionally, the Mishnah tells us, V'habanos nizonos m'nichsi ha'av, that the daughters get nourished, they get their mizonos, they get their sustenance, from the nechsei ha'av, from the estate of the father. And that's because there's a tanai bezin, part of the tanai ksuva, part of the conditions of the ksuva, that between the husband and the wife, that the daughters will be fed through the estate of the father after he passes away. And that halacha applies again to nechsei ha'av. Ve'einan nizonos m'nechsei ha'em. However, if the mother dies, or as well as the father, and the mother has nechasim, she has an estate, the idea of the daughter being nourished is not from the estate of the mother, exclusively from the estate of the father.